Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Underground operations at Mopani's Mufulira mine suspended. Government urges heightened flood preparations as Cyclone Gezani impacts Zambia, and Morocco to spend more than $300 million on flood recovery. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news, I'm Inje Okasabo. The Minerals Regulation Commission, MRRC, has suspended underground operations at the Mopani Mufulira mine following recent accidents at the Mopani Nkana and Mufulira sites. A high-level MRRC delegation led by the Director General met with senior management at Mopani Copper Mines to review all reported mine accidents and assess the effectiveness of safety controls aimed at preventing similar incidents and other hazardous occurrences. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Public Relations Officer Kalan Muchuma says the commission found that Mopani Mufulira mine had failed to comply with Part 218 of the mining regulations. The provisions require the mine manager to establish and maintain a system for accounting for all personnel working underground at any given time. Mr. Muchuma said that the commission had invoked Section 56 of the Minerals Regulation Commission Act No. 14 of 2024, resulting in the suspension of underground operations at the Mufulira site. Operations will remain suspended until the mine rectifies all deficiencies identified in its personnel accounting system, said Mr. Muchuma in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that the commission has also resolved to conduct a comprehensive audit of operations at both the Mufulira and Nkana mine sites. Mr. Muchuma said that the audit is a proactive measure aimed at strengthening compliance with safety, health and environmental requirements across Mopani's operations. Opposition Golden Party of Zambia GPZ President Jackson Silavwe has renewed his calls for government to declare precious minerals such as emeralds, lithium and gold as state assets to be mined exclusively by the state. Mr. Silavwe said declaring these minerals as strategic national assets would ensure that they are mined by government agencies and sold through Zambian banks. He added that proceeds from the sale of the minerals could then be channeled into key sectors of the economy to drive national development. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, a chatback program on the topic Reset Vision, Mr. Silavwe criticized the current gold mining model, which involves cooperatives and private investors, saying it is not benefiting the country as a whole. These critical minerals should be mined by government agencies through ZCCMIH and sold in a transparent manner for the benefit of all Zambians, said Mr. Silavwe. He emphasized that all sales of critical minerals must be made public to ensure transparency and accountability in the sector. Acting Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Rodney Sikumba, has urged local authorities to intensify community sensitization on flood safety and strengthen monitoring of major river basins as Cyclone Gezani influences Zambia. Mr. Sikumba says relevant ministries and agencies have been directed to enhance coordination of preparedness and response measures. Delivering a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Sikumba has also advised communities in high-risk flood zones to remain alert and follow official advisories. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with local authorities, should heighten surveillance for waterborne and vector-borne diseases such as cholera, typhoid and malaria, which are commonly associated with flooding, said Mr. Sikumba. He has urged members of the public to treat or boil drinking water, maintain proper hygiene, and avoid contact with flood waters. Meanwhile, Mr. Sikumba has advised farmers in flood-prone areas to improve field drainage, while livestock owners have been urged to move animals to higher ground and ensure adequate shelter. Mr. Sikumba has also directed agricultural extension officers to guide farmers on soil nutrient management to mitigate the effects of nutrient leaching.
Our advisory from the Ministry, Madam Speaker. In light of the above, government advises the following. Local authorities, which is the councils, Madam Speaker, should intensify community sensitization on flood safety and preparedness measures. Monitoring of major river basins should be strengthened. Relevant ministries and agencies must enhance coordination for preparedness and response actions, and communities in high-risk flood zones are urged to take precautionary measures to remain alert to official advisories.
The Zambia Free Press Initiative, FPI, has underscored the need for radio stations to embrace technological advancement while safeguarding the fundamental principles of journalism as the world commemorates World Radio Day under the theme, Radio and Artificial Intelligence, AI is a Tool, Not a Voice. FPI founder Joan Chirwa says the day recognizes the enduring power of radio as one of the most trusted, accessible and inclusive forms of media. Ms. Chirwa said that while artificial intelligence presents opportunities to enhance news gathering, improve production efficiency and strengthen audience management, it must remain a support tool guided by human editorial judgment, ethical standards and accountability. In the emergence of AI-driven technologies, it is essential that innovation strengthens, not undermines, accuracy, fairness, local storytelling, and public trust, said Ms. Chirwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She commended journalists, presenters, editors, producers, technicians, community broadcasters, station managers, and media trainers for their dedication to sustaining radio as a pillar of democracy and development.
As Zambia approaches the August 2026 general elections, the FPI recognizes the vital responsibility that radio stations carry in promoting informed public participation, countering misinformation, and providing balanced platforms for dialogue. This is very, very important. Community and national broadcasters alike are central to ensuring that citizens have access to verified information that enables them to make good democratic choices. We therefore commend all those working in radio.
Info News. Morocco plans to spend some $330 million on regions hit hardest by weeks of flooding across the country's north that have battered its key agricultural zones, the government said on Thursday. King Mohammed VI instructed government to launch a broad support program for affected families and communities, according to a government statement. The four deluge-stricken provinces were designated disaster zones with a budget of $328 million earmarked for the response. The funds will go towards repairing damaged roads and agricultural infrastructure, relocating displaced households, compensating for lost income, and refurbishing flooded homes and businesses. Coming up shortly, Japan says it seized Chinese vessel amid tensions with Beijing. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Japanese authorities say they have seized a Chinese fishing vessel that tried to flee when ordered to stop for an inspection in a move that may further fuel tensions with Beijing. The boat was in Japan's exclusive economic zone when it was intercepted and its captain arrested on Thursday, according to the country's fisheries agency. The seizure is the first time since 2022 that the agency has seized a Chinese fishing boat. China has yet to react to Japan's statement. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Minerals Regulation Commission has suspended underground operations at the Mopani Mufulira mine following recent accidents at the Mopani, Nkana and Mufulira sites. Acting Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Rodney Sikumba, has urged local authorities to intensify community sensitization on flood safety and strengthen monitoring of major river basins as Cyclone Gezani influences Zambia. And Morocco plans to spend some $330 million on regions hit hardest by weeks of flooding across the country's north that have battered its key agricultural zones, the government has said. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find